This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Peterson Air Force Base and the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs have declared a public health emergency after an active duty soldier and a dependent at the base tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say the cases are not related. The declaration allows the military to restrict personnel movement and close outdoor recreation. Another service member at nearby Schriever Air Force Base also tested positive. Calls to the state's child abuse hotline are down. Officials are concerned that COVID-19 quarantine orders mean fewer children are being seen by teachers, school staff, and child care providers who must report child abuse. When schools were still open, roughly 1,900 calls were made to the hotline over a two-day period. That number dropped by 800 the following week. The state wants educators to stay in contact with families online. Allowing Congress to vote remotely is picking up steam as more lawmakers self-isolate or have tested positive for COVID-19. Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse favors considering the proposal.
There are legitimate arguments for pursuing that kind of approach, and so I suspect that we're going to have some robust debates and discussions about remote voting.
House leaders say there are security and constitutional challenges to voting remotely. It is 62 and mostly sunny in the Denver area, 54 mostly cloudy for Grand Junction. Denver tonight will get down to 35, then back up to 65 tomorrow. This is CPR News.